We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side.
Yeah, I had shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with two goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical triple.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, we've
paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide Pair.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Bryce.
I'm Blake.
And I am Brody.
And we are the Port Adelaide Pair, and that's all of us. No one missing from this. No one missing from this one. Finally,
yeah,
we got a
pretty normal, actually.
Yeah, we've got a full cast ahead of us this whole podcast. I'm kidding, Brandon. He's going to cut that out if we don't mention that old Brando is not part of it. As Brody said earlier, pre-recording, is this a post-mid-season drop-off from Brandon?
Well, that's another edit. Another edit out.
All right, boys. Solid win. Solid win against them Sydney Swans.
Yeah, how did you guys find it at the game?
Actually, do you know what? Can I do this? Can I do something a bit unorthodox? Can I do my parody right now?
Go for it.
Wow.
It'll make sense. Now,
let's do it.
I hope so.
This is about the anthem of the pair, I think. Let's go for it.
I think we have an anthem.
Can you hear this? All right. I didn't watch the ball game. I wasn't with the crowd. I had no chippies and Chico rolls. I can't wait until I get back. Let me root for the Porty boys. I missed the win, it's a shame. I missed 1, 2, 3, 4 quarters at the last Port game.
What is that song? That take me out to the ball game.
That's take me out to the ball game. We
right
know
on.
Take me out to the ball game. Bit of a classic, but I went all
bit
out,
of an
boys.
American classic. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. That answers a few questions. I did not go to the ball game. And I got to watch the KO
did
mini
you have any
of it.
Chippies, though?
No chippies. No, Blake. No chippies on the
no
ketogenic
chippies.
Diet.
Oh, no, that was answered.
Maybe this is what the podcast is about. It's me talking about my keto diet.
I thought you were done with that.
No, I'm back on it, Brody. And I tell you what, a week and a half in, already feeling the benefits.
You told me you weren't feeling the benefits. That's why you stopped.
What?
Yeah. Look forward to the postseason keto drop off.
All right, let's talk about the game.
Hang on. Yeah, well, I was there.
Yeah.
And boys, that's the best game that I think I'm going to see all year.
Wow.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
I watched the full replay last night. The first half, it actually took me back to the 2014 days with the style of play, cutting through the middle, hitting one-on-one targets in the forward line. It was actually exciting stuff to watch.
It was, minus probably the first 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah, we really started to take the game on, fast ball movement, and we were hunting on defense. We were hunting the ball carrier, multiple tacklers, like it was just a pressure game.
Lots of big tackles. And then second half, I kind of felt like that was back to the typical Port Adelaide that we expect. I know we kicked a whole burst of goals in the start of the third, but I think that was largely out of some lucky centre clearances and some Peter Laddams brain fades. But yeah, no, it was very pleasing to see that first half.
Yeah, the last quarter definitely was a peter out. But I think most of us at the ground probably saw that coming, given the given the pressure and the effort that we'd given, and then also the fact that that's just kind of what was always going to happen, as you said.
I think
the typical Port way of going about it.
Yeah. It really summed it up for me when it was late in the second quarter. I think it was only about 20 or 30 seconds to go. Riley Bonner had it in the half back line. Could have easily just chipped it along the boundary or kicked long to a contest. Decided to pick out Finlayson in the middle. Very risky kick, but went straight down the middle, went to Georgiades, who missed the shot after the siren, but just showed they were willing to play a bit more of an attacking style of play, which was good to see.
Yeah, definitely. They weren't just going along the boundary. That bomb out from the defensive 50 to the wing was actually a shorter kick, and then, like you said, looking to come straight through the middle.
Yeah. And that, like, it was an interesting insight into life after Travis Boak and Robbie Gray. I think apparently that was the first time we haven't played with one of those two guys, I think, in about 10 years. So it was obviously, a fascinating insight into what that's going to look like. And I thought little Jackson, is it Jackson Mead?
Yeah.
That is his name.
Sure is. It is.
Yep.
I thought he provided some spunk. He made some good good ball decision. What do you
call it? Decision making. Oh, baby. He's never spoken this much in one period of time.
Shout out to Jackson Mead.
I'll finish it for you. Jackson Mead was very clean. He was solid for the whole game, and he did make some very good decisions with the ball.
Fantastic.
There you go. Thank
real,
you, Brody.
Yeah, real good job,
Wordsmith, Brody Hart.
I reckon, boys, should we just get on to the votes? What do I think? Anyone want to say anything more, or what are we thinking, boys?
Well, do the votes.
Well, hang on. Let's just... A little peeved off, though, that it's we can play like that and, you know, what's it all for now, really? If we're winning games now, it's just going to... We're just going to hover around that ninth, you know.
I saw an article posted about how the Essendon win was a slap in the face to their supporters because, you know, where has that been? Very, very similar vibes with our game just then, I think, if not more, really. Sydney are a decent 100%. Team.
Yeah.
Not saying Saints aren't, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can't have all positive notes to talk about the game. We've got to bring it back down.
Yeah. All right, let's get on to the votes. Blake, who did we give one to?
One vote. Pretty much everyone's favourite player now, Toddy Marshall.
Yeah. 4 goals, 2. Really got up the ground from what I saw as well. 8 marks. He's clunking marks like it's nothing anymore. And really just using that ball. 14 touches, 13 kicks. You know the story with T. Marsh.
Well, noticeable now too that he is doing the body work early and getting a little bit of separation on his opponent and obviously making it easier for him to take a mark. And he is just, he's doing what he wants out there at the moment.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
A Toddy Marsh with confidence is a very good forwardman.
Yeah.
Forwardman.
And I like his accuracy. I know he missed a couple on the weekend, but his accuracy is like that is a real asset. You probably have to hark back to the Jay Schultz days for when we had our last kind of accurate forward. You know, just going back when he takes a mark and knowing that he's more than likely going to kick it. I certainly feel at ease every time he's lining up.
Well, Todd, I don't think I'm giving any spoilers away here, but Todd, that goal he kicked from the pocket, we were right behind that, and he didn't hesitate once, and he slotted that thing. It was just the most beautiful kick I've ever seen from Todd Marshall.
No hesitation. Why would he be hesitating?
Well, actually, I think I lied. I'm pretty sure he did hesitate. I think he went to give it off and someone said no. But from then on, he was very confident and he slotted it. It was a very nice goal.
All right, two votes.
Two votes went to Ryan Burton.
Another, I mean, he's stringing together some very decent games from the back line. Kicked a ripping goal. He's got a leg on him, doesn't he, boys?
He does.
And guess what? He used it. 20 touches, 18 kicks. Excuse me.
Going That's what we want. We don't want him handballing the football.
No, correct. Going at 80%, sorry. I misspoke then. 80% as well. He's really using it well.
Brycey, I'm liking his contested work at the moment. What was his contested possessions?
Three.
Really? Is that all?
I don't think necessarily his contested possessions. His actual body work on against forwards, his tackling.
That's it.
I think he is providing like that physical element.
Yeah, that's probably what I meant.
Eight pressure acts, which is not very good. So I don't know what both of you were watching, but
well, it was a vibe.
It's a vibe based.
It's a vibe based thing. Yeah. Fair enough. Three votes.
Three votes went to Connor Rosie.
Yep. 29 touches, a goal to his name as well. I like that he's getting on the roll of at least a goal a game. And went at 80% efficiency as well. So just another clean game from him, I think.
Yeah, well, at the ground, like obviously Wines had a good day and had his standard game. He's in getting the ball out. But Rosie was super effective with it. Obviously had to step up minus Boak in the middle. And he just backed his pace in. Like you said, he had confidence. And he used the ball much better than he has been of recent.
Yeah.
And he just like it, and it just makes you continually question why it's taken so long for him to be put in the midfield, because he looks like a completely different player to the one that was locked in that half forward line.
Yeah,
and he makes our midfield look so much more agile and quick, as opposed to when we just had Boak and Wines and Willem Drew.
Yeah,
these kind of similar type players running through there. I think he clearly looked like the best player on the ground.
Out of the 20 centre bounce opportunities, he was at 18 of them as well. So we're clearly putting him there at the important times.
Yeah. So Pirlo standings, we've now got a three-way tie. The Pirlo is actually getting very exciting this year. Last year, Ollie Wines,
it was a runaway.
Basically dominated the whole season. So we've now got Burton, Houston, and Marshall tied on 10 votes, with Sam Powell-Pepper on 9 and Boak and Rosie. Rosie making a charge on 7 votes.
Sorry, did you put Burton in there at all or not?
Burton, Houston, Marshall leading on 10 votes.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry. Wow. That is exciting. Yeah. I'm actually excited about how this is going to pan out.
I'm excited.
Fans are excited too. Do you know what else I'm excited for? Mark of the Week.
Mark of the Week. Went to our man, Mr. Teakle, Bryn Teakle.
Bryn Teakle. They didn't put the mark on the KO Mini. What was the mark?
Wow.
Describe it to me.
In our defensive 50, probably, I don't know, 30 metres out in the pocket, and ball came in high, kneed some bloke right in the back of the head, took it at its highest point. And
I don't think he did. I think it's like a specky without the player underneath.
Well, you've just ruined my...
Yeah.
Bryce hadn't even seen it.
Yeah, now I got no idea what the...
Yeah.
I've got to say, though, from what I did see of him, pretty damn handy when he's out in the field. Thoughts?
His secondary efforts were really good in the middle. Obviously, first game, he wasn't winning a whole lot in the ruck, but he was bouncing up real quick and looking to tackle or win the ball at ground level. And he can jump. He almost jumped over Peter Laddams on the first bounce.
He was excited. That's like the nerves hops, I reckon.
Did you get those?
Yeah, I'd get those all the time. Yeah. Shall we move on to goal of the week?
Goal of the week. Yep. Now, some people threw out Toddy Marshall, the no hesitation Toddy Marshall goal. I think Bryce might have thrown out Riley Bonner's 55-metre bang. I've gone and chosen it myself and picked Zachy Butters, opening goal. I think it's very underrated. Did a little basketball bounce kind of collect of the ball and ran into an open goal.
And a very important goal.
And he was dominating. Yeah. He was the best player on the ground before he got injured, Zach Butters. So it was a real shame because I thought he was absolutely carving it up.
Yeah.
Real shame to lose him to injury this week.
Have we heard much of what his situation is yet?
Medial, so 4 to 5 weeks.
Ew. Brutal.
Mm.
Brutal.
Not ideal.
No. Well, boys, very good win. We can't dwell on the wins. We got to move on. Who have we got next week?
Gold Coast Suns.
At home as well. Two home games in a row. I will be going to this one.
Is it at home?
It's at home again. Sunday. Sunday Arvo, 3:40.
Love that.
Yeah. Suns fresh off a win against the Crows. They don't have Will Powell anymore. That was a disgusting injury. I don't know if anyone's seen that one yet, but...
Dislocated ankle.
Yeah, it looked gross. It was disgusting. Anything to look out for in that game? God, I hate doing this Brando roll, the Hutchie roll. It's not me.
You can just ask the question and then answer it yourself if you want to.
Okay. I'm looking at... Do you know what? What I'm looking for in that game? Tenacity. Let's just show the hunger to at least keep this season alive. I don't want to see a half-assed little... Yes. Tenacious. Play some Tenacious D. You know that's where they got their name from? Marv Albert was doing a commentary on a Lakers game, and he was like, oh, look at Pippi Longstockings with the Tenacious D. And they thought, what a very funny name to use. So, Tenacious D. Because Tenacious defense. Tenacious defense, Brody.
Well, thank God you answered this question.
Yeah. We never would have got that tidbit. Anyway, tenacity is what I'm looking for.
I think it's going to be wet too, which is could be a bit gross.
Indeed.
So we'll look out for the weather.
Indeed. Well, does Blake just want to jump into his ins and outs, maybe?
Well, ins and outs, obviously, Mr. Teakle comes out along with Zachy Butters.
Mm.
Surely Sam Hayes
swaps
in for Teakle, surely.
Yeah.
I think it was Bassett was doing a press conference today and threw out Dante Vincentini, I think his name is. He's played about 10 games in the Maggies, potentially getting a look in. So I would say it's highly unlikely Hayes plays, but that's who I'd be picking.
Yeah.
And apparently Orazio is potentially available. Would we chuck him in or put someone else in maybe?
Dersma.
Surely well, I think Dersma, yeah. Well, I guess he comes in.
Maybe Fantasia.
Then I guess you bring in a sub. Yeah. Maybe Jace Burgoyne. Give him a run. Apparently he's been good in the Maggies.
All right. Well, we'll do the quiz first. And then, Brody, do you have a who am I? Or?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, very good. Well, let's get on to the quiz. Wow.
It's Blake's quiz.
All right. Memorable games against the Gold Coast Suns.
Okay.
I've gone with round 8, 2017. Jiang Wan Stadium.
Okay.
Ooh. Yep.
Yep. All right.
All right. Question one. Multiple choice. How many fans were there at the game? 5K, 10K, 15, or 20?
I reckon we got 10.
No, it was 5.
It was allegedly 10,000.
Yes, thank you for playing. Ding.
Question 2. Which Brownlow medalist was playing for the Suns?
Gary Ablett.
Correct.
Ding.
Question 3. Brody, you're still playing?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yep, Who kicked a goal that Bruce described as a West Shanghai off. Special? Oh, this could be a whitewash here. Question 4, another multiple choice. Who kicked 3 goals that day?
Riley Bonner. Was it?
It's a multiple choice, so let
Riley
me...
Riley Bonner.
Was it Archie, Impey, Amon, or Sam Gray?
Hey, Sam
Brody,
Gray.
Brody, do you still want to go with Riley Bonner?
He did kick 3, didn't he?
I think he kicked 2, and they were absolute
belters. I believe
belters.
That was in a different game, possibly against St Kilda.
Oh. What were the question? What was the options again?
If you didn't stop saying Riley Bonner, you would have heard them. Correct. Archie, Impey, Amon, or Sam Gray?
Amon.
Bryce just said Sam Gray.
Yep.
The answer was Brendan Archie.
Oh, Brendan.
There you go. All right, last question. How many games did we play at Chiang Wan Stadium?
3.
2.
Correct.
3.
Oh, that's pretty much... That's a 4-0 whitewash. Yeah. Do they call them whitewashes?
Well, maybe.
No worries.
Okay. Thanks for the win. Let's get on to Brody's Who Am I?
Yes. Or is there a Who Am I? Oh. No, that's Brandon's joke. That's Brandon's joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was born in 1993. I had...
Holy wines.
Does that mean you're out?
No.
Okay.
Tom Jones.
I played football for the Broadview Tigers.
Connor Rosie. No, well, he's older than us.
Brandon.
Hey,
dear Brandon. Connor Rosie did play, though. No word of a lie. Yeah. I trained him.
Born in 93, though.
No, he's not. Significantly younger.
Can we hear the other Brandon questions?
Yeah. Likes to steal jokes. And is currently not present.
Oh, got him. Wow, fair enough. Real burn.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Well,
and then the final one was, does amazing editing.
Oh, he does do amazing editing.
Yeah, that's definitely Brandon.
Slip that one in there.
Definitely, definitely good at editing. Get out to the game, boys. I'd like to make a recommendation. If you haven't seen the movie Tommy, came out in 1975, The Who's rock opera.
About this movie.
An incredible movie, I think very undervalued. It was ahead of its time. I think it might have been the first rock opera. It's the OG. Get out and watch it, and then get out to the game.
It's a real sour note there.
I think that's aimed at you, Blake. Get out to the game.
Correct. Love you. No. 1.5 pairs, and that's me signing off.
Yeah, wrap it up. Signing off. Bye bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Signing off.
Already signed off already.